"He wept," said Shimi. Tears were rolling down his cheeks as he told his dream. "And I did too, for I could see that he had been fair as daylight. He said, if the torture were to stop now, I might still recover. If never my looks, then at least my strength, my kiss," Jake said. And although he'd never heard the word before, he pronounced it correctly, almost as if it were kiss.
"And my kiss. But another week, or maybe 5 days, or even 3, and it will be too late. Even if the torture stops, I'll die. And you'll die too, for when love leaves the world, all hearts are still. Tell them of my love, and tell them of my pain, and tell them of my hope, which still lives. For this is all I have, and all I am, and all I ask."
Then the boy turned and went out. The batwing door made its same sound, screak. He looked at Jake now and smiled like one who has just awakened.
"I can't answer your question, Sai."
He knocked a fist on his forehead.
"Don't have much in the way of brains up here. Me only cobwebbies. Cordelia Delgado said so, and I reckon she was right."
Jake made no reply. He was dazed. He had dreamed about the same disfigured boy, but not in any saloon. It had been in Gage Park, the one where they'd seen Charlie the Choo-Choo. Last night. Had to have been. He hadn't remembered until now, would probably never have remembered if Shimi hadn't told his own dream. And had Roland, Eddie, and Susanna also had a version of the same dream? Yes. He could see it on their faces, just as he could see that Ted and Dinky looked moved, but otherwise bewildered.